Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, January 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the coronavirus outbreak, and it is escalating. We are seeing reports of a hospital being quickly built with a 1,000-bed hospital in China. They've now extended the quarantine to four cities. We've had a case, possible case here in Texas, a Texas A&M student. Texas A&M is located in a town that's a little bit closer to Austin than it is to Houston. So this individual could have come from the city where this was first noticed, Wuhan, a city of 11 million people. I guess that's about twice the size of New York City, five times the size of London. And this individual getting flying into there would probably have come through Austin here or perhaps Houston. But probably one of those two airports, been separated. This is reported about 12, 14 hours ago. We have not had an update as to whether or not that's been verified. There has been a student in Washington State, however, who has, I think, been verified as having this. He is being treated in a isolation facility that has a robotic, arm there, so they don't have any personal contact with him. They're treating this very seriously. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with the outbreak aspect of this. Not to say that it's not a serious disease. It quite frankly could be. But I do believe that this is a manufactured crisis in a number of ways. We have seen these types of things happening before. We know that the CDC, which is one of the biggest retailers of vaccines, is also part of our biological weapon program, and they bring in deadly bacteria, deadly virus. They isolate them. They patent them after they have made them deadlier and more easily spread. That's what the bioweapons program is. They call them select agents. We've talked about the Tulane University's impact in this and how they've been involved and close to the outbreak of Ebola in Africa and so forth. You know, that we were told that just had jumped somehow from animals, from monkeys to people in Africa, just like we're being told, well, I think this is coming from bats or snakes or whatever. You know, snakes on a plane. That's what it is. It's snakes on a plane. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie. And we're going to talk to John Rappaport, of course, as I tweeted out yesterday. There was a recent patent on the coronavirus by a company that has as its backers a lot of NGOs like the World Health Organization and Bill and Melinda Gates. And he is obsessed with pandemics. And as we look at the news today, the kind of health news that's not really being talked about, we're going to take a look at the opioid trial. They're not talking about that. Maybe they don't talk about that because they gave just a wrist slap to these people. I'm going to compare when we come back what they did to this opioid company, Insys. These guys were producing rap videos. They had strippers for sales reps. And I'm going to compare this to the kinds of mandatory minimums that we've been locking people up with. For mere possession of pot or having a couple of plants. I mean, this guy got away with murder, literally. Far worse than these nonviolent drug offenders or even drug dealers selling massive amounts of marijuana. Oh, the mandatory minimums. But they don't make the kind of money this guy does. And this guy and his company didn't get the civil asset forfeiture treatment either. They negotiated a settlement, their lawyers did. They weren't treated like El Chapo. No, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, we'll also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, January the 24th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have joining us later in the program, John Rappaport. We're going to take a look at the history of pandemics and the connection with the bioweapon industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the Gates Foundation, that type of thing. And we had Allison Young at USA Today, did a great job a couple of years ago. She ran a long series of articles about safety hazards at bioweapon labs, or biosafety labs, if you wish, right? They have them different levels. And, you know, they're supposed to be isolated, but they found major construction problems that would expose the workers there to various things. There was at the National Primate Center, they had brought in a bacteria from Madagascar, the Burkholderia pseudomallei. Somehow it got out of the biosafety lab, very high, the highest level safety lab, and it worked its way into the open facility, right out of the safety lab containment area. They don't know how that happened. Had about 500 primates there, and of course they're roaming around this big area. And this is a bacteria that gets into the soil and propagates. You might be worried about that if you live in Louisiana. it also was already had the potential to be pretty fatal for a bacteria once it got started. But, of course, they bring it in and they create these select agents. That's the term that the CDC, you know, the CDC wears those military weapons for a reason. For a reason. So they bring the stuff in. They make it more deadly. They make it more easily transferable. And in many cases, they are like the Inspector Clouseaus of the biology lab. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, she did a long series about all the accidents, the mishaps, the errors in the way the labs were built and so forth. And the fact that they have these all over the place here in America. We have hundreds of them. Typically put in high population centers or neighborhoods. And as a matter of fact, in Wuhan, as I pointed out yesterday, the first biosafety lab that the Chinese had was in that city, Wuhan. Isn't it amazing? What an amazing coincidence. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Well, we're going to have John Rappaport joining us in the second hour. And we're going to talk here about some other health concerns that the mainstream media is just not interested in talking about. It's amazing. Because actually they are more widespread problems than a pandemic that, you know, where the virus is patented by a company that has been funded by the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and so forth. I don't know. We can take a look at that, and we're going to do that later in the program. We're also going to take a look at the Davos climate hysteria again and what they're doing to greenwash slavery. There is something happening here that is not being talked about a great deal in the media. Elizabeth Warren has floated the idea, and of course you can see the rampant Marxism perspective that is put on display by Occasional Cortex. But they're changing from stockholders to a stakeholder ethic, claiming that the corporations need to work in the public benefit. And folks, this is nothing other than the kind of government takeover of private corporations that we've already seen in China. Again, China is always the beta test site, whether you're talking about biometric surveillance and social credit scores, whether you're talking about the economic model of globalism, turning everybody into, having people work for cheap slave wages, or whether you're talking about, this particular case, as we just mentioned, China has become the beta test site for their pandemic tests. Because, where better to do that than the places where you've got a city that is five times the population of London? As you know, you can work out that and do a nice test there before we roll it out in the West. And we've had some cases that have made their way to the U.S., one in Washington State, a possible case here in Texas, both of them from students who just flew in from the city, Wuhan, which was ground zero of where this is released. And I say released. Anyway, I want to cover some news out of the U.K. that I think is very interesting. Of course, Boris Johnson has said that the U.K. has now crossed the Brexit finish line. The law has been passed. The Queen has signed off on it. And so he tweeted out, "We are leaving next Friday." That'll be interesting. See what happens. Will they descend into abject poverty and chaos, as all the bankers have been telling people for years? No, I don't think so. I think they're going to be just fine. As a matter of fact, they're going to be better off. Meanwhile, also out of Britain, the BBC has just found that in France, there was a textbook, a history textbook, that I think actually gave real history to the people. France is apologizing after it was, they were using a history textbook that linked the CIA to 9/11. Of course, that could never happen, right? Yeah, it could never happen. We can just rule that out as not possible from the get-go. But you can't rule out the fact that three buildings, three steel skyscrapers would fall into the footprint within a couple of hours of only two of them, two planes, three buildings fell down. Two of them fall down their footprint in just a couple of hours. Never had that happen before. Rule out the impossibility of a plane flying that fast, even at that altitude, as the pilots who have flown those planes for many years, even instructed people on how to fly those planes, said, this is not possible. They put together Pilots for Truth or something like that, just like you have Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, saying structurally that could not happen, even for buildings that were hit by a plane. And, of course, it was the BBC themselves, that third building that wasn't hit by a plane but still collapsed into its footprint. It was the BBC itself, if you remember, you had a BBC reporter talking about Building 7, the third building, that had not been hit by a plane, announcing that it had collapsed into its footprint, just like the other two, magically. And yet, as she was giving her report, the building was over her shoulder. Let's play just a little bit of an excerpt of that interesting report, video clip number two.
A few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently, that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. The details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind there's an empty.
That's enough. You get the idea. It had not fallen and did not fall for another 20 minutes. And as a matter of fact, I've talked to Tony Rook out of the UK. He actually said because they announced that 20 minutes prior to it happening, pretending that it had already fallen, there was some kind of collusion going on. And he did a documentary. He also had an organization called Killing Anti, because that's the nickname for the BBC. A lot of people don't like the fact that they're forced to contribute to this propaganda organization. And it's a tax that's applied to everybody with a television set. And what he said was they need to be investigated. Who told them that this is going to collapse in advance? And, of course, if you ever go to the Internet and you look at blooper reels of live news and stuff, that's, I guess, kind of a busman holiday for me and my family, you'll see the BBC constantly making errors. Absolutely amazing. And that was one of the greatest ones right there. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just showed you a flashback clip to 9/11, the BBC, saying that Building 7, which was not hit by a plane, third building, had just collapsed into its footprint in just a matter of hours, and it was never hit by a plane. The other two buildings that were hit by a plane, architects and engineers, have said, no, that's not possible either. It's even more improbable that a building that was not hit by a plane, Building 7, would do that. But it was amazing that they put it up there, said it had collapsed before it did. And, of course, there's nothing to see here, right? If you question the official narrative or the official story from the BBC, no matter how implausible, no matter how impossible it is, well, then you're a conspiracy theorist, right? And as a matter of fact, one of the things that Tony Rook and people associated with him in the UK who want the truth about 9/11 as well. I said, well, if it did, just this building, Building 7, just collapsed into its footprint because of minor secondary fires, then maybe we ought to change the firefighting procedures. And nobody ever did that. Haven't done it for two decades. I mean, you still got firefighters fighting skyscraper fires in the same way because guess what? They don't think they're going to collapse in their footprint. They don't believe that either, or they would change those firefighting procedures. They don't believe the buildings collapsed in their footprint. They agree with the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth because they haven't changed the building codes either. So when we look at this history book out of France, a French publisher has apologized now for this. Oh, so sorry. Saying that the September 11th 2001 attacks were probably orchestrated by the CIA. As I said, the phrase which echoes conspiracy theories, devoid of any factual basis, should never have been used in this work. It doesn't reflect the editorial position either of this publisher or of the author, as said in French. So they are now doing a retraction. The book was called History of the 20th Century in Flashcards. Although the book came out in November, it was not until the daughter of one of the secondary school teachers bought a copy that one of them spotted the reference to the CIA. And here's what it says. The global event, no doubt orchestrated by the CIA, Secret Services, to impose American influence on the Middle East, hit the symbols of American power on its own territory. Well, dumped a big piece of truth there on people right there. you know, nothing to see there. As a matter of fact, there was nothing to see at the Pentagon either. We had Rumsfeld say, admit that there was a missing $2.3 trillion that they hadn't located. And I had a very personal experience about this just about a year or two ago. My wife and I were in a town here in Texas going through a tourist shop, and they sold Christmas knickknacks. And the lady who owned the shop, she and her husband both retired from the military. And there was nobody in the shop. It was in the summer. Nobody was looking through the Christmas stuff except my wife. She's always looking for Christmas stuff. And so she's looking through the place, and I'm just kind of standing there biding my time. And so the lady was desperate for some company and wanting to talk. And she just starts monologuing about their life history. I'm total stranger. I'm just listening. She doesn't know who I am. I found out later she gets all of her news from Fox. Fox and mainstream, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. That's where she gets her news. And, so she's talking to me about her history and why she got out. She said, you know, I was working in the Pentagon, you know, and I got out just a couple of weeks before 9/11, and I was working right there in that office where the plane hit. I could have been dead. And she said, we were doing some really serious work. She said there were a lot of very, very powerful people who had to turn in their resignation from Congress or whatever, not return in the resignation, but they just decided they weren't going to run for reelection. That was what they quietly decided to do. So we had a long list of very high officials. And you know, people in the military, they're just going to retire. People in Congress, I'm not going to run for reelection. That was the way they dealt with it. Nobody's going to go to prison. Nobody goes to jail in the deep state and the swamp. You know that, right? You've seen that now, right? Through all this stuff that's been happening to President Trump. And she said, it was incredible the amount of money that was there. And yeah, Rumsfeld said it was $2.3 trillion. Problem solved, right? Well, we've got some sloppy record keeping at the Pentagon today. Pentagon has now amassed $35 trillion in 2019 accounting changes. Ooh, $35 trillion with a T. For the second year in a row, the U.S. Department of Defense's accounting adjustments have topped $30 trillion, highlighting the Pentagon's consistent struggle to balance its books. Pentagon managed to rack up over $35 trillion in accounting changes last year, and now it is $30 trillion, coming up. So this seems to be an ongoing problem, but these are accounting changes. So I don't know if there's still any pilfering going on by people, but if I was working in the Pentagon, I might apply for a transfer. You never know when a plane or a cruise missile is going to be coming in at any moment to wipe out that debt. National debt has, by the way, topped $22 trillion for the first time in U.S. history because we don't care anymore. Republicans don't care anymore. The Democrats don't care anymore. President Trump doesn't care anymore. We now have a modern monetary theory that has gone way beyond Keynesian economics to explain away all this stuff. And they don't have no splaining to do, Lucy. This is going to just keep going and going. Matt Gaetz stands up and says, we got some Republicans here, tweet this out, who believe in the invade everyone and then invite everyone view of the world. He says, President Trump isn't one of them, and neither am I. Well, see, here's the deal. I'll explain it to Matt, why this is going this way. You see, it's very useful to invade people. You know, that's what fuels the national security, military, industrial complex, the totalitarian state. That's their business. And then having an open border creates fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's a very useful tool, that kind of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, to sell biometric surveillance to get conservative, grassroots conservatives, to beg for E-Verify. You know, that's where you apply to Washington for the privilege of getting a job anywhere. You know, because we don't want those pesky rascals who are coming across the border. But we can't build a fence. Can't build a simple fence. Can't use our military to stop that kind of traffic. No. We're too busy invading everyone. And there's no problem with that. There's no problem with the president sending as many troops as he wants to anywhere. Congress doesn't have a problem with that. They don't have a problem with President Trump or Obama or Bush building military bases everywhere, even in countries that we are invading, like Syria and airfields and so forth. But don't you do anything at the border. No. Not going to allow that. And as finally, President Trump appealed to the courts, and they said, all right, yeah, you can use a military budget to protect the American border, I guess. That's kind of a novel idea. I hadn't thought about that before, but all right, we'll let you do that. He says, well, thank you very much. And now he's going to have a fight on his hands from the environmentalists who say, we've got to do a study. Now, President Trump has moved to remove some of those restrictions so he can actually build the infrastructure that the Democrats are always talking about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Allergies. dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus, its origins, as well as the outbreak itself. And we're going to have John Rappaport joining us in the next hour to break that down and to break down the history of the CDC, its biolabs, its biological weapons program, and past outbreaks as well. But that's getting all of the headlines, of course. And at this point, we really don't know much about how dangerous it is. But what is not really getting the headlines too much are some other health issues that are really central and already present in our lives. Of course, the opioid epidemic is something that we've been talking about the last few years. And we've had one of the first companies to be tried about this, the Insys company. And Insys Therapeutics, the 76-year-old founder and pharmaceutical executive, John Kapoor, has now been sentenced to 5.5 years. And I looked at that. I thought, wow, wow. Maybe this is the business that El Chapo needs to get into. It pays much better. And there's hardly any jail time involved. And they don't use mandatory minimums. They don't use civil asset forfeiture, you know, that tool where they take your property without finding you guilty, without even charging you with a crime? You know, they're telling us that this is being prosecuted. First time we've seen a big pharmaceutical company prosecuted under RICO statutes. You know, the which is basically what they use to argue for civil asset forfeiture. You know, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. And so they didn't go in and seize all the assets of this company. Instead, the government, you know, various state attorneys general negotiated a settlement with them. You know, how we negotiate a settlement with El Chapo. Of course, James Comey was on the board of directors of HSBC. They were the banks for El Chapo, and El Chapo and Sinaloa drug cartel. They had their own personalized checkout window where they could take their big stacks of cash and everything. But, you know, nothing to see there. You know, they've been convicted twice, HSBC, twice of money laundering for drug cartels and terrorists, but they've not been shut down. Their assets have not been forfeited. Instead, they got very, very minor fines considering the volume of business that they did. And same thing has now happened with these opioid pharmaceutical executives. They've had, as they point out, it was aggressively marketed. And I just want you to see a video. This is an internal video that was used by INSYS to motivate their sales agents, which included people like a former stripper. Here's a little bit of that rap video that they used to, as a internal motivational video for INSYS Therapeutics to sell people opioids. Video clip 4. This is not a street drug. This is a hospital drug. Hard to tell the difference. Yeah, they're wearing suits, like Men in Black. You can be great, but it's your choice. A, B, and Z, real back again. 2015, let me begin. INSYS Therapeutics, that is our name. We're raised in the bar and we're changing the game. INSYS Therapeutics, that is our name. We're raising the bar and changing the game. If you want to be great, you can do this. And they're pitching this to their drug dealers, their sales reps. Okay, that's enough of that. You got the idea. He gets a 66-month prison term, substantially less than the 15-year prison sentence recommended by federal prosecutors. And, you know, for comparison, if you hijack an aircraft, you get 24 years. If you're a terrorist, you get 20 years. If you're a child rapist, and, of course, they catch you and convict you before this 3-year statute of limitations that they have on there, you get 11 years for raping a child. If you have a marijuana plant, if you are cultivating marijuana and you've got less than 50 plants, you get a mandatory minimum of 5 years. This guy got 5.5 years. And, you know, less than 50 plants of marijuana. Do you think what he was doing was equivalent to that? Now, it was nonviolent, of course, and, you know, when we're looking at these mandatory minimums for people with pot, which has now been legalized in 2/3 of the states, they were nonviolent as well. Well, they were just out there to try to make money, you know, like INSYS Therapeutics. For example, if you are just in possession of a plant, a pot, you know, second offense, you get 2 years mandatory minimum. Third offense, you get 3 years mandatory minimum. If you are selling it now, you know, if you've got 50 kilograms, which is about 100 pounds, mandatory minimum is 5 years, which is about what this guy got. That's about, you know, all of the opioids that they put out there, addicting people. And here's the thing. These are not people that were out there looking for a high, looking for a recreational drug. In many cases, like we had with Chris Christie, he talked about a lawyer that he went to college with. Remember when Chris Christie was running for president back in the 2016 election cycle? He said he had a very good friend of his, graduated at the top of the class, became a very successful lawyer, and he was exercising, unlike Chris Christie, and he injured his back. And as part of his back injury, he was put on opioid painkillers, and he got addicted to them. He wasn't looking to get high, but he got addicted to them as part of that. And as a result, he first lost his job, he lost his money, he lost his home, he lost his family. And eventually he committed suicide. And then Chris Christie pivoted and said, that's why we need to keep marijuana illegal. It's a non sequitur, guys. 50 kilograms, less than 50 kilograms, 100 pounds. Anything less than that, you're selling it. That's a mandatory minimum of 5 years. Now, and that could be less. That could be 10 pounds. Mandatory minimum, 5 years, which is what this executive of Insys Therapeutics got, 5.5 years. If you got between 100 and 200 pounds, 20 years, 200 to a ton, oh, you get a bit more than that. But let's just take a look at some of these other sentences. You got a former vice president. He got 33 months in prison. Less than somebody who's got 10 pounds of marijuana that they're selling, or a pound of marijuana that they're selling, if you're selling it. A former national sales director got 33 months. A former sales manager got 27 months. Another former sales manager got 1 year and 1 day. And again, the Insys agreed as part of the settlement to pay $225 million. And, you know, they did the same thing to the Sackler family behind Purdue Pharmaceuticals. They negotiated settlement with them. The government, the federal government, the state governments, they negotiated. They didn't come in and take everything that they had, which they would do if they were El Chapo, you know, operating and doing something like this. If he was in the U.S., they would come in, they would take his private car collection, his jets, his fancy homes, his paintings, and all this other kind of stuff. They would take that and they'd sell it. You know, or they'd give it to the DEA agents to play with, like they did in Miami Vice. But, you know, that's the way they operate with anybody else, but not with pharmaceutical companies. They negotiate a settlement with them. They kowtow to them. And they said, this is no question. This is going to be a cautionary tale to all executives. You think so? An important warning to other pharmaceutical manufacturers and executives who may be considering pushing their products through aggressive, possibly legally dubious marketing schemes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, like I said, one of these reps was a former stripper, and she was doing lap dances. They call the sales associates PhDs, poor, hungry, desperate, or poor, hungry, and dumb. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipur Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipur Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipur Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be taking a look at the coronavirus coming up in this next hour. We're going to have John Rappaport join us to look at the history of CDC and these bio labs that have proliferated, not just in third world countries, but they've proliferated across the U.S. And you may remember the only one that was really highly publicized was when one of these labs sent some live anthrax through the mail to a lot of different places. Oops. But there have been just as crazy mistakes being done, as these people are have set up these labs to create select agents to bring in deadly viruses and bacteria, and then to weaponize them by making them more deadly, more easily transmitted. And of course, Wuhan, the site of this outbreak of the coronavirus, is the first such lab to be in China, you know, backed by Bill Gates and these different people, usual suspects. And, of course, Bill Gates is a financial backer of the company that owns a patent for coronavirus. So we're going to be taking a look at all of that stuff coming up in the next hour. We were taking a look at some of the health news that is not being discussed, like what's happening with the opioid epidemic. You know, I showed you that rap video that they were using to motivate their marketing reps that they referred to as PhDs. Poor, hungry, and desperate, or in their memos, or in some cases, poor, hungry, and dumb. And they were showing this internal video, and they're out there rapping, you know, like they're going to be selling this stuff on the street. Rapping like they are drug dealers, talking about the drug trade and so forth. And that's kind of the way that they ran this. For the doctors, however, they had a different kind of incentive. Under the company's kickback scheme, doctors who prescribe large quantities of opioids could earn speaking fees of up to $125,000. Yeah, they don't need a motivational video. They've got cash. Up to $125,000. Prosecutors managed to get their hands on a spreadsheet that calculated the return on investment for every dollar that they spent on doctor honorariums. Kapoor, the guy that was just sentenced to only 5.5 years, insisted that for every dollar a doctor received, they must bring in at least $2 for INSIS. He insisted on it. Again, it's absolutely amazing to me how the big pharmaceutical companies can get away literally with murder. Literally with murder. And you have something that has been recognized by two-thirds of states to be safe and effective. You know, nobody has died from a marijuana overdose. That's a fact. And yet, look at how many people are in jail. We have more people locked up in prison than any other country in history. Not even as a percentage. We have more in terms of absolute numbers of people locked up in prison than even communist China, even that totalitarian country. Do you want to pay for that bill? Even if you don't get caught in that web? It's absolutely insane, and it is a product of a UN agenda. The war on drugs is. So we need to roll this stuff back. We need to start paying attention to the Constitution. The founders would have never done that. As a matter of fact, people are getting locked, been getting locked up for having hemp. The founders grew hemp. And again, hemp is different from marijuana. It does not get you high, but you know, we just had a situation here and, let's see, it was in Texas, I think it was. A guy spent 3 months in jail because he was hauling hemp. He had been stopped in Arizona, but he had a lab report that showed that it was hemp. It didn't have any THC in it. It was only CBD. And he was hassled in Arizona, but they immediately let him out. They said, all right, we did a lab test and you're okay. Well, you know, in Texas, even after they did the lab test, they kept him in for 90 days. 90 days. But, you know, the mandatory minimums and the insanity of the drug war does not apply to the opioid epidemic. And yet when we look at the insanity, the thing that bothers me the most about all this is not just the prohibitions, but the mandates. You know, on the one hand, you know, they prohibit medical marijuana, which everyone knows is very effective for controlling nausea, uncontrollable nausea. If you're getting chemotherapy for cancer or for AIDS or something like that, one of the early activists, Peter McWilliams in California, choked to death on his own vomit because a judge was so upset that he refused to abide by the judge's orders and not use medical marijuana to control his nausea that the judge locked him up so that he couldn't get access to it, and he choked to death on his own vomit in jail. It's also known to be very effective in terms of controlling uncontrollable seizures, brain seizures. And in many cases, it's believed that those brain seizures are actually brought on by vaccines that are mandated for the benefit of the pharmaceutical companies. When are we going to stop telling people you got to take this because this corporation's got connections with the government and you can't take that because it's natural, safe, and effective? And we'll lock you up. We'll punish you. We'll destroy your life. Again, we look at stem cells. This is something that is taken from, you take fat from your body, you put it in a centrifuge, and you cultivate, separate out stem cells, and then inject them back into your own body. Now, the FDA, under President Trump, has banned that and is confiscating stem cells that have been obtained by that measure, stem cells from your own body to be used to treat yourself, not other people. They've never done anything like that before. They've never claimed they've had jurisdiction over what they call biologics. And that personally affects my family. And it affects yours, quite frankly. You may not know it. You may not know how effective stem cells could be for a wide variety of things. From multiple sclerosis to autism to rheumatism. You may not know about that because the FDA is keeping that information hidden from you until the big pharmaceutical companies can patent it and patent the stem cells that they take from aborted babies. And President Trump allows that to happen while he says, got to take the shots. They got to take the shots. No, we don't, President Trump. You don't have the authority to force us. You and the FDA or any of your thugs in Washington don't have the authority to force us to take any medication. And you don't have the authority to prohibit us from taking any medication either. You know, we look at this vaping thing. It was just this week that Axios reported. Trump expressed regret that he got involved in vaping. I should never have done that effing vaping thing. That's right. You shouldn't have. Sources said Trump didn't regret the policy. He just thinks that the unconstitutional FDA should have been the one to do it, to take the point on that, right? Where in the Constitution do you have the authority for the FDA to even exist or the DEA? You had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, 18. And then you had another one to repeal that, 21st. And we don't even care about the legality anymore. He said, yeah, we got to protect our children. And so, you know, along that same kind of thinking, you just got to get the shots. Tell them they just got to get the shots. The FDA covers overseas vaping and e-cig policy. Where did they get the authority for that? They don't have it. You just let them have it. They claimed it, and you're not saying they can't do it. Trump was vocal. He said, we're going to protect our families. We're going to protect. It's always about the children. We're going to protect our children. The same families and children that he's going to force vaccines on because the FDA says so. The FDA and their corporate owners, big pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, one of the unintended consequences of this is a VR headset, a company called Feel Real. They're out of Germany. They actually did a big fundraising program, Kickstarter, Indiegogo. They raised $200,000. They were going to be marketing this in August of 2019 as part of the VR. They were going to release scents into, you know, smell into the headsets. Headsets are not a vaping product. They do not contain any nicotine. And yet the FDA has carved out this thing. It said, we're defining a vaping product for our purposes as one in which evaporated liquids are released and inhaled. So we're going to call it a vaping thing. And we're going to say you can't sell that. Just like that. Just like they took away a safe, effective product made from your own body that has helped people with 80% effective rate. Nobody has been injured by that. All right, folks, if you want to take control of your free speech, you want to take control of your health, we've got a way for you to do both of those things. You want to keep InfoWars here? You want to keep our lines of information open? Everything that we do here is funded by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great discounts right now. I'm going to tell those a couple of those to you in just a moment. But, you know, we've had a lot of people who've contacted us and said, and you've probably heard some of the phone calls because we pulled them out. Hey, Alex, I feel like I'm stealing from you guys. These discounts are so deep. I just want to be able to give you some money. So we've made that possible. There's a donation button now that you can add a donation to the products that you buy, or you can just donate at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got up to 50% off InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, up to 30%, we got 30% off the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filtration Unit and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration Unit. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. After we had the FDA flex its muscle and increase its reach and ban vaping, President Trump has been roundly criticized for that. He thinks he made a mistake for getting involved. Yes, you did, President Trump. It's none of your business. You can tell people that you don't think it's a good thing, and you know, you might be able to persuade people. That's what we did with tobacco. Tobacco was never prohibited. You know, big tobacco had too much money. But it was never prohibited, but there were commercials that were run that explained to people the risks for heart disease and lung cancer and so forth. And it drastically reduced the use of tobacco. On the other hand, all the drugs that we prohibited under the UN War on Drugs and ignored the Constitution to do so, all of those, all the use of those drugs has either stayed the same or gone up significantly as the drugs have become more concentrated in form, just like they did during alcohol prohibition. And just like during alcohol prohibition, you've had the rise of organized crime, the corruption of police departments and the legal system, so forth, but never to the extent, you know, those, what was it, about 13 years, I think, it lasted, maybe not that long. Alcohol prohibition, but we've had the war on drugs going on now for 49 years. It'll be this year. So we've added things like mandatory minimums and civil asset forfeiture, but those don't apply to the big pharmaceutical companies, no matter what they do. But the FDA will jump out and say you can't use your own stem cells to treat your diseases because I don't know why. I don't know what the justification for that. I don't, do they even try to have a legal justification? It's just, I say so. Everything is prohibited unless the FDA says you can do it. And so they just prohibited a VR scent mask, virtual reality scent mask, in addition to your Oculus Rift or whatever else, just because they could. It isn't a vaping product. It doesn't have any nicotine. It doesn't promote e-cigarettes. Nothing at all like that. It's just a little teeny tiny squirt, but by their definition, it is considered to be vaping, and they've now prohibited it. You know, we see that Robert Kennedy Jr. and the Children's Health Defense are now suing the FCC over a real health risk that our government pays absolutely no attention to. You know, they strain at vaping. They prohibit you using your own stem cells to cure your body because they don't want you cured. They want you treated. They want you treated with pain medication. Right? Think about that. Think about all the people that could be cured by using their own stem cells of painful conditions like arthritis. But instead, you could sell them opioids, get them addicted to opioids, make billions of dollars. And then when finally the problem becomes so big that nobody can ignore it anymore, you get a slap on the wrist. You don't get the treatment that a quote-unquote drug dealer gets. So Robert Kennedy and the Children's Health Defense are going to submit a lawsuit February the 3rd against the FCC, not the FDA. So the FCC are the ones that, even though this is something that affects your health, they don't care. Back in 1996, the Telecommunications Act was passed by Bill Clinton. Interesting that it was 10 years after they had removed all legal immunity for the pharmaceutical companies that sell vaccines. You can't sue them. If you know about the secretive vaccine court, you can go there and go to arbitration. They have a special master, not a jury trial, because, you know, the jury trial, they would probably give you a lot of money based on how you've been harmed. You know, people who have severe life-changing, permanent adverse effects, many people who have died. So they go to arbitration. 10 years later, they created the Telecommunications Act. And as part of that, they said, you're not going to be able to block cell phone antennas in 1996. You're not going to be able to block cell phone antennas because you're concerned about health. And now we know what some of these health effects are. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
The FCC is not a health agency. It is not an environmental agency. But they do approve things that affect your health and your environment. But according to the 1996 Telecommunications Act that was put through with Bill Clinton's approval, you cannot object to cell phone tower placement or even a cell phone tower cluster on the basis of health. You can only do it because you don't like the way that it looks, because they can always come back and put lipstick on the pig. But they're going to put that cell phone antenna there. And we've had numerous cases where you've had cancer clusters in places where there have been cell phone antenna clusters, in some cases put right next to or on school grounds. Because, you know, they could make some money doing that. And so now we have Robert Kennedy Jr., the Children's Health Defense Fund, are going to be suing the FCC February 3rd. They're dropping the lawsuit saying because of the decision to decline to review these 1996 guidelines. And they're getting ready to step this up, of course, with 5G, because with 5G, we're all going to be next to an antenna or an antenna cluster all the time, because there's going to be so many of them once they roll it out. And not only that, but for all the antenna, it's 5G is a very high frequency, so it's line of sight. And one of the things about the way that it works is that it will take all the antennas in a given line of sight and coordinate them to focus on you when you're on the phone. Now, they will multiplex to other people in the area if they need to, but they'll stay on whoever is using it. And, you know, if you've got five people, it'll switch between those five. But at a given instant in time, all of them are going to be focused on you. Don't worry. They don't care. So why should you care about the health of your kids, right? They're out there saying we got to ban vaping. We got to force you to have vaccines. And all of those are for your health and your kids' health, right? And they don't care about this stuff. No, none of that is for your health. On December the 4th, 2019, the FCC adopted an order affirming the adequacy of their 1996 wireless radiation exposure safety guidelines. These guidelines are at the core of the fraud perpetrated on the public that wireless technology is safe. The FCC has enabled and forced the uncontrolled proliferation of wireless technology, and now they're moving to 5G. I've talked about the scientist who, for many years, was the only scientist funded by the government. He was with the Navy, talking about the fact that it would stimulate the brain and the nervous system. He noticed this. He and his assistant noticed it. And it's kind of like, you know, the old microwave ovens, because it's microwave technology. Remember the microwave ovens? They called them radar ranges, the very first ones from Manna. And they discovered that because some of the technicians who are working on radar would set their coffee cup there, and they noticed the coffee cups were getting hot. It's like, wait a minute, we could use the radar stuff to microwaves to heat up liquids. Well, this Navy scientist realized that they could hear these other frequencies. And so he did a lot of studies about the biological effects of electromagnetic radiation, which were all swept under the carpet and ignored so they could pass this 1996 law. And there is a lot of concern about what is coming up with 5G. And, of course, the standards that we have here in America are anywhere from 10 to 100 times more radiation allowed than anywhere else in the world already. And we're going to be getting a lot more of that. As a matter of fact, let's play a video clip, video clip number 6. This shows cell phone radiation and how it penetrates into a child's brain. Because, you know, this is all about protecting the children, right? Everything we do is about protecting the children. Banning guns, banning vaping, mandating vaccines. It's all about protecting children's health. Everything is for the kids, right? Video clip number 6.
If I could just show, this is the a model of the brain that shows the amount of absorption into the brain of an adult. It only goes about 2 inches into the brain. This is a model of the same part of the brain near the ear of a 5-year-old child. This goes pretty far into the brain, and I think that's something that the FCC should consider, to talk about the amount of absorption into the brains of children as opposed to adults.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We really don't care. You notice how, again, always using kids as shields for whatever you want to do, and which takes us briefly to Greta Thunberg and Davos, the way they use these kids as human shields for their agendas, and you do not criticize them, right? Do not criticize them. We're going to be getting into the coronavirus outbreak. John Rappaport is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, so I'm kind of been saving that as a lead-up to John coming on. He's got a great article, China Virus Epidemic, The Gong Show on Roller Skates. And he talks about the history of these panic situations. And, of course, there's also the issue of the government as well as the Gates Foundation being involved with the manufacturing and the weaponizing of these things. Because, you know, there's money to be made, just like with cell phones. And they don't care about anybody's health. But let's talk about Greta. Again, do not criticize Greta. Well, you know, we have Steve Mnuchin actually broke that rule. As she and Steve Mnuchin and President Trump are at Davos, Switzerland, with all of the big bankers and the financial elite and government elite. You know, they have all these different conferences and everything. Davos is the one that they want everybody to see. Bilderberg is the one they did not want you to see. Bilderberg is the one where they keep you at bay. They keep the journalist far, far away. And they pretended for many decades that it didn't exist. And if you talked about it, you were just denounced as, you know, one of these crazy conspiracy theorists. And then finally, they couldn't hide it anymore, kind of like the opioid epidemic. But anyway, Davos is going on right now, and they brought in Greta Thunberg to troll President Trump, Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, came back and trolled her. He said, "Who is she? Is she the chief economist? After she goes and studies economics in college, she can come back and explain that to us." Well, the chief economist is the one that he should be talking to. You know, he went on to say, let's talk after she finishes college. Let me tell you, Steve, she's going to be much worse after she goes to college. All the kids are, because that's part of the curriculum. It is a re-education camp. It is essentially finishing school for socialism. And for the environmental religion. And so if she does go to college, she will be far, far worse than she is right now. But the chief economist, who is she? Is she the chief economist? No, you should be talking to the chief economist. You should be talking to Christine Lagarde, formerly with the IMF, now the president of the European Central Bank. As I pointed out a few days ago, all of these central banks, we've had multiple people from the Federal Reserve, as well, different regions of the Federal Reserve, the people in control of that, talking about climate change and how vital that is to their mission, you know, making money. And also the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank with Christine Lagarde. And she's there at Davos right now, virtue signaling about climate change, because that is their new way to make money. And they're talking about something called stakeholder capitalism, which varies from shareholder capitalism. You know, the whole idea behind a corporation is that you're going to have one metric, and that is you're going to make money. Now, you're going to make money because you're going to have better products at a better price, and you're going to serve your customers. You're going to persuade them in a free market. You're not going to hold a gun to their head and force them to buy something. But now this is being replaced, as we've seen over and over again, from both Elizabeth Warren and from AOC. It's being replaced by a kind of kleptocratic attitude towards corporations. We just had AOC played the clip for you yesterday. She said, nobody, these businesses, they didn't build anything. They stole everything. They stole it by exploiting people, you know, the immigrants of color and so forth. And I said, well, you want to talk about people of color? Talk about Americans who lost their job, who had their wages depressed because of uncontrolled immigration. Or you might even talk about the people of color in China and India who are being exploited far worse than any of the corporations here exploit people. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, don't ever underestimate the power of a UN agenda. Take a, just look at what has happened to the United States on the basis of the war on drugs. How many trillions of dollars have been spent on the war on drugs? How has it altered our society in terms of the massive number of people incarcerated, private prisons built, the corruption of our court system, our police officers, concentration of the drugs that were prohibited, far more dangerous than they were when they were prohibited back in 1971. All of this was a UN agenda. 1961, they laid out all the drugs into the four different schedules. They gave it to Richard Nixon, and he called it the War on Drugs in 1971. And so there's another UN agenda besides the population, the people replacement that we have. They're moving the people into different countries to destroy the cultures and the adhesiveness so that we become one world government of people who have had their standard of living lowered. But there's another aspect to that as well besides just the people replacement, and that is the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Smart cities and everything are part of that. And when we look at Davos, understand that there is massive greenwashing being done right now by the central banks over their business model, over anything that they want to do for control. You see that because whatever anybody wants, whether it is a subsidy from the government, a mandate, a prohibition, whatever it is, you know, prohibit my competitors' products, subsidize mine, and so forth, they always wash it green. Oh, this is going to, you know, help us with climate change and so forth. And that's happening right now in Davos. But the core issue underlying all of this is the private and public partnership. What is really fascism? The merger of giant corporations and government. That is, traditionally, economically, it's called fascism. It's not the hyper-nationalism, but that is the economic definition of fascism, and it's being greenwashed right now. The greenwashing of Marxism is really what is behind most of this environmental push. Concentration of power, and therefore the concentration of money. And so now you have the big banks are getting involved in this, and at Davos you have big business and big labor getting involved in it as well. There's an article at New American pointing out the real agenda of the Davos confab taking place this week in Switzerland is giving more and more power to control and power and control to global elites in order to make the world more quote-unquote sustainable. They say that they have to solve problems like income inequality and political polarization and climate change. See, climate change is the global problem that calls for global government, global regulation, global taxation via carbon credits and carbon taxes. And those problems that they want to solve, income inequality, well, that's just, you know, this, you can make everybody equally poor, which is what the socialists and the Marxists always do. Or you can, you want to get rid of the political polarization? Well, just make one monolithic political party, one idea about every issue. No dissent allowed. And of course, they're well on the way to that with the climate change agenda. We've got George Soros telling YouTube, you got to demonetize and purge anybody on YouTube that is skeptical about what we pronounce on climate change. But the fundamental way that they're going about this is what Elizabeth Warren has been selling, what AOC has been selling, the idea of stakeholder capitalism. The idea that corporations should not be trying to make money for their investors and trying to operate from a persuasion standpoint, trying to respond to market demand. No. Just like we see with transportation right now, even though as they subsidized electric vehicles running on batteries and penalized internal combustion engines and the cars that operate that way, even with those two things of carrot and stick, they still only get about 1% of the people to buy these things voluntarily. So it's not being driven by demand. See, a corporation that's trying to maximize profits for shareholders is going to respond to demand. They're going to try to persuade people. One of the ways that you do that is to make a better product, a cheaper product. But they don't want to do that anymore. Instead, once you move to the stakeholder model, if you want to be a stakeholder, if you want to have access to be able to have territorial control given to you by the government and subsidies from the government, you're going to do what the government has to say. A company is much more than an economic unit generating wealth, says the 2020 Davos Code. It fulfills human and societal aspirations as part of the broader social system. Performance must be measured not only on return to shareholders, but on how it achieves its environmental, social, and governance objectives. This is what's coming out of Davos. This is their statement. And they talk about corporate global citizenship. This is globalism writ large. This is corporate globalism. Just as AOC projects her kleptocratic personality on the billionaires, you didn't build that, you stole it. And she is not going to turn over $250,000 in dues that she owes the DNC because they don't like people like her, she says. And it's only people like her that are being exploited, and they're only being exploited here in the U.S., not in China. You know, China doesn't pollute, and China doesn't have slave labor. All the slave labor and all the pollution happens here in the United States because we have capitalism. That's what AOC is selling you. And then what Elizabeth Warren is selling you is this idea of stakeholder capitalism. That's her Accountable Capitalism Act. It would have federal mandates to make sure that certain interests are what the corporations are going to do. You know, they're going to pay attention to environmentalism and identity politics and that sort of thing. You have a Brookings fellow say the problem is that we have a narrow focus on short-term profit-making by corporations. And that's responsible for everything that bedevils our societies, from financial crises to societal trust. See, it's ripping the fabric of our country apart. We got to have everybody saying the same thing. And, you know, the globalists, the giant corporations and the military-industrial complex are all saying the same thing about climate change and about the fact that we got to stop dissent. You know, we had the guy November 2017 before we were deplatformed in August of 2018. Guy with the military-industrial complex. He'd been in the military. He'd been in the intelligence community. He said, we got to stop the cannons on social media. We have to silence them because, you know, we're going to have a civil war the way people are disagreeing with each other. We can't have multiple narratives out there. So we got to build societal trust. We got to get rid, they said, of some of the problems that they listed out here, populist politics. And we do all that by addressing climate change. As a matter of fact, Paul Joseph Watson on Summit News has an article about a German language police group. And every year they pick one word to get rid of. They call it unwording. And, you know, in the past, they've gotten rid of things like alternative facts or do-gooder or welfare tourism. You know, here in America, we've got Reuters. And they have, I'm sorry, not Reuters, but AP, their AP style language. You know, they have certain things that you can say. You can't talk about illegal immigrants, and you can't talk about abortion, right? They have their own euphemisms. All right, we'll be right back. John Rappaport is going
to
join us.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize to the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war, and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year, around Christmas into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is John Rappaport. Of course, his website is No More Fake News, and he's written extensively about prior epidemics that we've had declared by the World Health Organization. We've had a couple of Ebola, we had Zika virus, we had SARS and so forth. He's written about those. He's got something to say about this coronavirus epidemic outbreak that they're talking about now. And if we look at the headlines that are coming out, a lot of scary headlines that are put out everywhere about this. This is why I talked about so much today, these different health issues that are real and very concerning, that have been long-term problems that are completely ignored, whether we're talking about cell phone radiation, the coming 5G, or, these other issues. Meanwhile, they focus on banning vaping, banning stem cells, and continue to push vaccines. I mean, we've got cases now. They say they have a possible coronavirus case here in Texas from somebody who traveled to Wuhan. We have the in Washington State, the man in his 30s who just came back from Wuhan was feeling sick, so they have put him in an isolation, Ebola-proof room. He's being treated by a robot. But there are pictures of people collapsed on the street in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people. And reports that the death toll has now risen to 26 as China puts more and more cities on lockdown. They have banned travel across China on the busy Chinese New Year's holiday, a very important economic time for them. And so I want to get John's take on this. Joining us now is John Rappaport, No More Fake News. Thank you for joining us, John.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, you got an article that came out yesterday, China Virus Epidemic, The Gong Show on Roller Skates. Why are you skeptical about this?
Because I've covered fake epidemics for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And West Nile, SARS, swine flu, bird flu, Zika. And inevitably, they all wind up in the same place, which is a very low death count, which is even questionable as it stands, and a tremendous amount of fear provoked, pressure to take any vaccine at any time, which is one of the main motivations. And then you've also got the fact that any flu symptoms, ordinary run-of-the-mill flu, under the pressure of some announcement about a new disease and a new virus, can be called that new disease. So people are very afraid. They'll jam the hospitals, which they have in the past, because they have a cough or they have a fever or they have fatigue or weakness or whatever. That's the ordinary flu symptoms. But now suddenly they're being told that this is the most horrible thing that's ever been devised, and they're going to probably die. And so they collapse, they rush into hospitals, all kinds of things happen.
Yeah, I've talked about this, the flu situation, and I've had people on with pictures of the documents that they send to doctors and say, well, you know, if you think it's the flu and they've got fever and cold-like symptoms, don't even send it in to us to analyze it anymore. Just diagnose it, and then they include that in their statistics. But, of course, statistics that they don't want you to see is that the flu shot has more adverse effects than any of the other vaccines because, again, it is more widely distributed. And when we're talking about everything that's happening in Virginia this last week with the Second Amendment rallies and so forth, what a lot of people have not focused on is the fact that the Democrats there have two different mandatory vaccine bills that they're pushing through for kids. And one of them will basically open it up so that they can force you to get a couple of hundred vaccines that are currently under development. I mean, it's an open-ended thing. They can mandate anything to you at any time. And, of course, the fear factor is a big part of those vaccine mandates.
Every time there's a so-called epidemic, that is the message that's loud and clear. If we develop a vaccine, you're going to have to take it. You must take it. Everybody must. And that spreads out to the idea that you must take all vaccines all the time. You know, what is being overlooked here is I believe there's good reason to suspect there's some kind of an operation going on here against China. Because, mm-hmm. First of all, you've got the Chinese New Year, which most people don't understand. It is the biggest annual human migration on Earth. Hundreds of millions of people are on the move. And this starts tomorrow, or it would have started tomorrow, except for all the lockdowns now across China. Wuhan, the city where this so-called epidemic is focused of 11 million people, is called the Chicago of China. In other words, it is the central hub and transport center for travel through rail and roads all over China, especially central China. You've got a GDP, which is, you know, business, how much business is produced by Wuhan every year? $288 billion. this is a gigantic center of economics. You've got 230 foreign Fortune 500 companies operating there from 80 different countries. So this is all being shut down at a time when the Chinese economy is experiencing something of a downturn, partly because of the tariffs that have been laid on. So this is something that people should be looking at here. Is this a group of globalists, for example, who are saying to China, we're running another test on you boys because we want you in the club. We want you to be part of the world controlling entity, and we're going to prop up this idea of a massive epidemic to put a giant dent in your economy at the most crucial time possible.
And of course, we've seen China use as a beta test site over and over again for all these different biometric surveillance, the social credit system, all these different aspects. They roll it out since massive censorship. We had for years talked about the giant firewall of China. They have been the beta test site for these people. And now we've got China in Wuhan. They're building a 1,000-bed hospital. They've got 40 million people now quarantined over these various cities. And they have soldiers wearing face masks, screening people, and controlling them. This is, I think, a if you wanted to have a test for a pandemic, which is something that Bill Gates has always been saying, we are not prepared for this, and we gotta, you know, we gotta run a drill on this. Well, this is a great way to do this in China, isn't it?
It's a perfect place because of the iron control of the dictatorship over the people, and when the authorities say, this is horrible, this is deadly, you're under threat, and so on and so forth. If you have any symptoms at all, you probably have this deadly new virus. The population tends to respond in lockstep, and the control factor is enormous there. So, as you say, it's a perfect place to test out these kinds of control to see what happens to the population. One of the things that they've obviously seen is, as I said, if you've got any symptom, a cough, you think you may have a fever, you feel weak and so on and so forth, you probably have the disease. We don't need to test you or diagnose you. Report to the hospital. And now you've got thousands of people suddenly showing up in hospitals, hysterical, afraid, crowds, under guns of soldiers and so on. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, we actually kind of saw that in Douma when they had the so-called gas attack. You had white helmets going there. People were suffering respiratory issues because the bombing campaign was so intense. They were having respiratory issues from the dust. A white helmet comes in and goes, you know, it's sarin gas or whatever. And everybody panicked and everybody thought they had it. We'll be right back with John Rappaport.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport, No More Fake News. He's talked about, and we're going to talk about coming up in this segment, the past epidemics like SARS and swine flu and other things like that. What did we learn from these, or did we learn anything from them? Are we going to keep falling for the same trick once again that we did in these previous epidemics? But, you know, John, there seems to me like there's a lot of different possibilities with this. Number one, the fake news aspect, which I think has been a part, and you've documented it, in a lot of these previous so-called epidemics. It could also be that something accidentally escaped a lab. There is a bio lab that was set up in 2017 it was the first one that they had in China, and it was put there in Wuhan. I mean, could something have accidentally escaped the lab? We had Allison Young with USA Today, thinking about Cheryl Atkinson. You got a reference to her in one of these research pieces, but Allison Young at USA Today documented a great number of ridiculous, unforced errors at these bio labs across the United States by the CDC and other places. And, you know, one of the ones most famous is when they accidentally shipped live anthrax around to people. So you can do things accidentally, or you can do them deliberately to release it as a bioweapon, as a test. Maybe there's a profit motive. Many people have looked at the company that owns a patent on coronavirus. And of course, that company is funded by the Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization. Or then there's the explanation that they gave us that it jumped from, I think, bats now to snakes, and then from snakes to people or whatever. That's the official story right now. So let's cover all those. Let's talk about the fake news aspect first, John. And what has happened in previous epidemics like swine flu and SARS? What did we learn in retrospect?
Yeah, and I think it's important to do this because It shows you've got hindsight. You can look back. You can remember, hopefully, all the hysteria that's just like the hysteria now, and the fear, and this is the end, and 100 million people are going to die, and so on. And then all of a sudden you realize, no, in the case of SARS, which they still call an epidemic, that was 2003, their own figures are 800 people died out of 7 billion. So let's look at swine flu, for example. 2009, if people remember, going back into ancient history.
Wait, before you leave SARS, because in your article here, is this a covert operation? You point out, and of course it was the first time World Health Organization said this is a pandemic or whatever. I think there's like five of them that they've officially designated that way. First one in 2003. You pointed out that it was just 10 labs that belonged to the World Health Organization. Nobody outside of that was testing people for SARS. And eventually, a Canadian biologist who worked for the World Health Organization, Frank Plummer, told the press that he was quite puzzled what he was seeing. He said, more and more, we have SARS patients who don't have the SARS virus at all.
Yes, exactly. So these 10 labs actually, quote, discovered the SARS virus. No outsiders allowed, right? And then this microbiologist, Frank Plummer, walked off the reservation one day and started talking to the press and said, you know, it's approaching zero right now. These people that are supposedly have SARS have no trace of the virus whatsoever. And it's very puzzling. No kidding, Frank. Once you have that kind of situation, you can't even say that you have a new disease. You're just talking about people with ordinary flu symptoms. So they blew this up. The World Health Organization declared a travel advisory against Toronto. Don't go to Toronto. Cost merchants in the city several billion dollars. They were contemplating a lawsuit against the World Health Organization afterwards, but it fell apart. And, you know, business as usual. In the case of swine flu, it was even worse because in the summer of 2009, at the height of the so-called epidemic, and again, fear, everybody has to get the vaccine, you know, the world is going to end. The Centers for Disease Control in the United States was reporting thousands of cases of swine flu in America. But Cheryl Atkinson, who at the time was a star investigative reporter for CBS, discovered that the CDC had actually stopped counting cases of swine flu secretly. Well, that's their main job, is to count and report. Meanwhile, they're saying there's thousands of cases. So she said, why is this happening? And she discovered why. Because overwhelmingly, the blood samples from so-called swine flu patients that were being sent to labs for testing were coming back with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. So the CDC had this gigantic scandal on their hands, a huge lie. They were promoting an epidemic that didn't exist at all. She wrote the story. CBS News published it on their website. I've interviewed Cheryl about this, and this is what she told me. The lawyers vetted it at CBS. Her boss has said, this is the best, most original story we've ever seen on swine flu. We're going to put it on the nightly national news television broadcast, and then they shut it down. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The whole thing went away. They never covered it again, except that I found out 3 weeks after CBS shut down the story, which would have exposed the CDC as a complete fraud and criminal, WebMD published a story where the CDC claimed, get this, that in 2009, there were 22 million cases of swine flu in the United States.
Yeah, so
this gives you some idea of the lengths to which these criminals will go to pump up the idea of something that isn't really happening. And so based on the history, which is where I have to go because I've researched it before many times with these so-called epidemics, like Zika, another case, you know, this is where I end up. I'm very skeptical. And I don't buy into any of the mainstream propaganda until I see proof otherwise.
Yeah, so that's why your site's called No More Fake News. It's like, come on, let's not use fear-mongering to sell vaccines or to panic people. But you also point out that, you know, China is the perfect place for them to run these types of epidemic control, right? Because you've got a dictatorship there. You've got a massive concentration of people. All you have to do is, and we see the pictures of the soldiers in camouflage, you know, wearing a mask, and they stop the motorists and they, you know, hit them with a body scanner temperature, you know, reader, a handheld thing that is shined at your face to see what the temperature on your forehead is. And you got an elevated temperature. That's it. You're quarantined. And let's see how we're going to run this quarantine right?
How would you respond if you were in an airport? And you just got off a flight, and maybe the cabin was a little hot, and now a soldier is standing in front of you with a gun, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's now got this gauge that he's pointing at you to see if your temperature is a little bit elevated. And if it is, you're going to the hospital, okay? Do you
going
think
to the FEMA camp, yeah.
Or,
I tell you what,
I
know how I would respond, John, because my temperature gets elevated every time I go through TSA. Normally,
there you go. Right, so you're a perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Off to the, you know, take him out of here, boys. This is a carrier of the virus, you know.
And then the virus of liberty. Yeah,
the virus of liberty. We have to eliminate that first. That's the first thing we have to eliminate, and then we have to get everybody to take all the vaccines that we tell them to take. And what's the best way to do that? Well, we have to have these periodic epidemic hysterical fears, because then we can come in behind that with the vaccine is our only hope, and you must take it. And you condition people. This is what it's all about, conditioning people to accept whatever the authorities tell them, and they will do it, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, you've got Bill Gates telling everybody it's inevitable, it's going to happen, we got to vaccinate everybody. You got the World Health Organization, which that's their business model. I mean, you know, they have to justify their existence by every couple of years, coming up with some kind of a global pandemic, you know, whether it is the Zika virus or the swine flu or SARS or whatever. They've done it with Ebola a couple of times. And we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about, the other aspect of this, because you've talked about how, where Ebola, broke out. In Africa, you know, they had some bio labs that were right there in the area. Let's talk about the issue of something accidentally escaping these labs, because Wuhan just got the first one of these labs to go into China, and that happened just back in 2017. We'll be right back with John Rappaport. Stay with us.
This is a call for modern-day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about Band.Video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up, or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act, and it's powerful. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent.
It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. And the first part of this coronavirus that we're looking at is this fake? Is it being hyped for business purposes, as we have seen in the past with SARS, with swine flu, these other epidemics? You know, when I first reported on this yesterday, I said, well, you know, you look at the number of people. This is a city of 11 million. They're saying that 17 people died. We have that many people dying in a weekend or two in Chicago every week. And that's an epidemic of drug prohibition and gun prohibition in that area. And that's an ongoing thing. And Chicago has a lot fewer people than they do in this area. So I said, well, it hasn't gotten that big. But now they have very rapidly reacted in an extreme way in China. As New York Post is saying, they're calling it a, quote, state of war. That's what the Wuhan government officials are saying. Strictly implement emergency response requirements, enter into a state of war, and implement wartime measures to resolutely curb the spread of this epidemic, said the official report. And so this is the authoritarian, the totalitarian response to this that we're seeing from the Chinese government. And I perhaps if this is a deliberate epidemic that's been released by some of these people, it would serve their purposes to have this happen in China. And but we've now had this quarantine stuff spread to 13 different cities in this province. That is 40 million people now on lockdown. They've only had two deaths outside of Wuhan, they say, according to this. And they say the total number of confirmed cases is 900 plus, but there's no way to independently confirm that. So, you know, that's looking at it from the fake news standpoint. But let's talk about some of these other things, because we have seen outbreaks, John, of things like Ebola. And you've called attention to the fact that we have biological weapons labs that have been put in Africa and places where the Ebola outbreak has come out. We are suspicious that that was something that was maybe accidentally released out of these labs, or even intentionally released out of these labs.
Africa is a whole different story. Yes, bioweapons labs, but also major corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola is involved, other agricultural corporations that take over the land, release toxic chemicals. When I researched Ebola back several years ago, I discovered that some of these toxic elements could cause the same kind of bleeding that the so-called Ebola virus causes. There's a vast, vast overuse of powerful antibiotics in the region there, which also can cause hemorrhagic bleeding, just like they say is caused by the virus. Going back 35 years in my research, David, Africa is the place where the greatest cover story in the world has been promoted, and that is, it's all the virus. Mm-hmm. The people in Africa who have no clean water, drinking contaminated water all their lives, dehydration, diarrhea, dying from dehydration, starving to death, hungry, poverty, war, corporate takeover of the land, stealing the land from the people so that they can't grow their own food, on and on and on, shipping expired, unrefrigerated medicines to Africa that are quite dangerous, vaccinating up to their eyeballs Africans who have little or no immune systems left, which is horrendously dangerous to do and can cause death. All of these factors, especially the corporate and takeover, have to be concealed.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. We've got to take a hard break, and we'll be right back in 1 minute with John Rappaport. Stay with us.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport. We began by talking about some of these epidemics in the past. The SARS epidemic, the swine flu epidemic. John pointed out that you had whistleblowers who said they're not testing this stuff, or they're inflating these numbers, that it was fake news. It was a panic that was being created. But there's another aspect of this. When we look at Ebola, which has now had two of these World Health Organization pandemic declarations, and in Africa, as John was pointing out, it's a completely different situation. And, you know, what you were describing there, John, we know that here in America, in the West, the biggest thing that has made a difference in the mortality rates here has been just good hygiene and cleanliness, the understanding of, you know, how to clean things, beginning in the hospitals and then spreading out to our society in general. But as you're pointing out, because of the corporations moving in to exploit the natural resources and the people in Africa, they are subjected to a wide variety of very toxic chemicals. They have very, very poor hygiene because it's so poor there. They're shipping them expired food, expired medicine. Continue on with the difference with the Ebola health crisis that was there.
So what I was about to say was they need a cover story for all of this destruction that's happening in Africa, and the virus becomes the cover story. That's what gets the press. Oh, you see, it's all the virus. The people that are just dying and falling and down and so on and so, it's all because of a virus. So we have to send in medical people to vaccinate more, to give more drugs and so on and so forth. And that becomes the story that people buy, behind which is the actual reality, which is one company going into an African country to clean up the water supplies and really do it right would do more to reverse all manner of disease from every cause and death than anything that medical authorities could possibly do. And then to return stolen land so people could grow their own food and so forth and get rid of the toxic chemicals. Now you're talking about what has been the endemic cause of death and dying there for a very, very, very long time. And so, yes, you can say, well, we're going to focus on Ebola, or we're going to focus on this virus or that virus. I'm going to say this is a problem. Okay, fine, fine. But the way it's being used by medical authorities and governments and corporations and media is, no, we want to blow this whole virus story up, whatever it is at the moment, to such a degree that we create this incredible cloud that obscures what's really been killing people there, that's eminently fixable if you want to really fix it. And the people who should be fixing it, according to their own proclamations, are the World Health Organization and the United Nations. And aside from writing endless reports, they've literally done nothing about it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's exactly right. Let's talk about one more aspect of this possibility, you know, besides it just being a fake epidemic and say, hey, anybody's got flu-like symptoms, you're feeling you got a high temperature or whatever. Oh, we're going to diagnose that as a swine flu or a SARS or whatever. Or the Ebola situation where there's, as, like you pointed out, there's a virus there, but the underlying conditions that are exacerbating that. Another aspect of this, of course, is the fact that you just had a weapons lab that was a bioweapons lab, or we should say maybe, you know, they're going to study the pathogens there. As Zero Hedge pointed out, you know, they described it back in February 2017. It is a Chinese lab poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens, a biosafety lab rated safety level 4. That's the highest level. They put that in Wuhan, the place where this had the outbreak. And so the question becomes then, because of the series of articles done USA Today by Allison Young, talking about the massive numbers of problems that we've had with these proliferating biosafety labs here in America and stuff escaping, or perhaps, you know, in many cases, we've had the had it publicized that the government has run tests on the New York subway. Of course, the stuff that they put out was not dangerous and so forth. We've had a lot of people talking about Plum Island and the coincidence that many of us don't believe is a coincidence that Lyme disease began in close proximity to that bioweapons lab, you know, creating biological weapons and so forth. So the question is, you know, what do you think about the possibility that this or some of these other things are escaping the labs by accident or being let out deliberately?
I started looking into this in the late 1980s, David, and was horrified by what I was reading in reports of the incredible conditions that actually exist at some of these high safety level 4 labs that are supposed to be, you know, vacuum, hermetically sealed, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's like a black comedy. It's like something out of Terry Gilliam's Brazil.
Exactly.
What it's like. Yeah.
The incredible conditions and the research and the experiments that go on, and the mixing of materials, chemicals, and viruses and so forth to inject into animals and animal experimentation in order to say, we want to cause cancer in these animals so we can discover what causes cancer in humans. And so they prepare the animals by trying to destroy their immune systems, which is insane, with, you know, in 16 different ways. So now you've got chemicals mixed with various germs from animals and humans and so forth in these laboratories, and you've got leaks that are happening, and you've got personnel that are sloppy and don't know what they're doing or don't care. Just yesterday, a friend was telling me of an incident where a lab or a facility that actually housed concentrations of smallpox virus in America was shut down because of lack of funding, and the people just walked out. The people just walked out, leaving the smallpox virus in the lab so that virtually somebody could walk in and pick it up and walk away. So, yeah, this is what you could call, unfortunately, the human condition, yeah, where, oh, we are completely safe and secure and there's no problem, and then you find out it's the opposite.
You know, we have the Chinese government is obviously going on into the state of war, and we know that governments like to create bioweapons. They love to be able to order people around and so forth. And part of that is mandatory vaccines, but of course, there's also the profit motive behind that, the bureaucracies behind that, like the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the CDC, and of course the WHO and the Gates Foundation were connected to the Perbright Institute, which filed a patent for coronavirus just about a year and a half ago, I believe. Yeah, it was in 2019. Also, 3 months ago, they ran a simulation about a pandemic. So what do you make of that connection?
curious and very interesting, isn't it? So I read the patent text, and actually it's a patent that would be used to create a vaccine. That's what this is all about. So in other words, the patent is about, well, we can do this to the coronavirus and we can do that to make it a better vaccine. So all of these people that you just mentioned and groups and throw in pharmaceutical companies could be profiting enormously as a result of having the patent on a vaccine that would be suddenly ordered to be given to how many millions of people that must take it. So you've got that motive thrown in here as well, to be sure.
Yeah, but it's all about the bat soup, right? The bat soup and the snakes.
And the snakes, yeah.
I think this whole thing is bat soup crazy, as I said yesterday. If you believe that just what they tell you on the surface, and of course, as they're saying, well, we think it went from this animal to that animal, and then it got mixed in with unknown DNA, and then it jumped to humans and everything, and it's like, yeah, kind of how the leopard got his spots. They just like Rudyard Kipling story or something, right? Thank you so much for joining us, John Rapoport. No more fake news. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 of colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible.
but there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com, but I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit more about the Gates Foundation connection to the coronavirus. Their company, Purbright, there's an excellent article on InfoWars.com by Kelly McBreen. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others predicted up to 65 million deaths via the coronavirus in a simulation that they ran just 3 months ago. Also included a Bloomberg organization as well. Okay, so we're going to talk about that and put a bookend on what we know so far about the coronavirus, or I should say what we know about previous epidemics. John Rappaport did a great job of breaking down what we eventually learned about SARS, about the swine flu epidemic, and other issues. Before we get back to this, though, I just want to remind you of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Because that is what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we really do need your support right now. You've been very good to support us over the years. We really do appreciate that. We've always had great discounts and specials, and we've got some great ones right now as well. We've got 50%, up to 50% off of our InfoWars Life storable foods. And again, those are non-GMO. They're made in America. You know, when you look at emergency situations, I don't think we're looking at that with this coronavirus situation. But, I mean, you just talk about a storm coming through. It could be a hurricane. It could be a winter storm, whatever. If you want to make sure that you have adequate food, that you have clean water, we have a gravity feed water filtration system, the Alexa Pure Pro, and, you know, works gravity so you don't have to have power. And it filters. It does a great job of filtering. Every time we see something like some kind of a chemical that leaches into the groundwater and they have an outbreak of that, it always takes a while before people discover something like that. And whenever we have an article in the news, I go back and I look at that particular chemical, and without fail, I've always found that it is filtered 99.9%. If I go back and look at the data sheet, for this filter. You can get that right now, 30% off. We also have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filtration unit, 30% off. And again, the storable foods, you can store them up to 25 years. They're non-GMO, made in America. And even after you open it up, you can reseal that for a short period of time. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere, up to 50% off. We have a cleanse and boost pack that has MycoZX. That is, helps you to cleanse your body of yeast and fungal organisms. Also, Winter Sun Plus, that helps to boost your immune system with vitamin D. We have Lung Cleanse, Pollen Block. Pollen Block, again, that has been miraculous for my wife's sinuses. She doesn't have allergies, but she always has had sinus problems, and that's the only thing she's found that works. And finally, that pack has Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. All those things together, get them all together, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And as we've had many people ask us, they say, you know, I feel guilty because your discounts are so deep. I buy these products on a regular basis, and I re-up, and they're 50, 60% off or whatever. I want to help you guys to stay in business, and so we have put a donation button there, too. So when you order products, if you want to make a donation, you can add that to your order, or you can just make a donation outright at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Taking a look at this article at InfoWars about Bill and Melinda Gates, again, it was 2015 that the UK government-funded Purbright Institute filed an application for a patent for the live coronavirus. And understand how this works. They take, just like we see with stem cells. Stem cells that you extract out of your own fat cells. You take a hypodermic needle and you pull out some fat out of your stomach, typically. You put it in a centrifuge and it separates out those stem cells. They don't want you to do that. They want you to, they're hiding the efficacy of stem cells because they want to be able to patent stem cells. They can patent the stem cells if they get them from aborted babies or they do something to tweak them. And that's precisely what we're looking at with some of these viruses. They'll take a natural virus and they will modify it so they can patent it, so they can use it for test purposes to create a vaccine. You have the government will, the CDC will bring in things and modify them to make them deadlier and more easily spread. They call those select agents. And, as we're talking about these bio labs, these biohazard labs, they have four different levels of biosafety. It was a level three lab that they brought a very rare. It's only found in two places. I think it was Madagascar and one other small island. But they noticed that it could kill people. So the CDC wanted to bring that in and make it more deadly and weaponize it. And so they brought it into the National Primate Center, which is right outside of Tulane. This is a couple of years ago. And it was in a biosafety level three lab. And somehow it got out. They don't know how it got out, but it got out into the wild. You know, they've got, I think it's, it's either 500 primates there or 500 acres, but it's a very large area and a large number of primates. And this particular bacteria thrives and spreads in the soil. And it got out of the bio safety level three lab outside, with these primates and where the soil is, where, it could spread. And it got discovered, and so it was a kind of a little bit of a panic there as people found out about it. CDC brought in people to try to evaluate how this got out, and one individual contracted the disease, Burkholderia pseudomallei is what they called it, and they said, oh, she's been researching this for years. This is probably from a prior exposure. Just happened to show up right then. Hadn't shown up for years. But just happened to show up and shoot. But she didn't catch it. It didn't, even though it got out of the bio, you don't have to worry about it spreading. So sometimes there is a risk that they will tamp down and lie to you about. Sometimes there's not a risk. And for their purposes, they will lie to you about it. That's why we went through these various scenarios with John Rappaport. You got SARS and swine. They were saying, well, we've only got a few labs that are testing it. And one guy comes out and says, yeah, all the ones I've tested, nobody has this. Or Cheryl Atkinson, exposing it with a swine flu. And they rush people to get their swine flu vaccine that hasn't been tested. And we had a lot of very serious side effects with that back in 2009, if you remember. And now they're saying, we've got to rush this stuff out. So they are involved in this. And again, the Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates has got an obsession with pandemics and with vaccinations. And the Gates Foundation donated $189,000 to this Purbright Institute that holds a patent for this coronavirus back in 2013. In November of 2019, they noted on their website that the Gates Foundation funded a, quote, livestock antibody hub to the sum of $5.5 million. And then it gets even more interesting on this InfoWars article. Bill and Melinda Gates are behind a global pandemic exercise that focuses on this very virus, a coronavirus. In October of last year, 2019, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Bloomberg School of Public Health and the World Economic Forum co-hosted an event in New York City. They had policymakers, business leaders, health officials. They worked together on a simulated coronavirus outbreak. They called it Event 201.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the Nascent Iodine Pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostate Guard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year, in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying before we went to break, I just want to finish this little bit up here. Back in October of last year, this last October, October 18th, as Kel McBrain points out, the Gates Foundation, the Bloomberg School of Public Health, the World Economic Forum, co-hosted an event in New York City. They called it Event 201 Pandemic. It dropped, quote unquote, dropped participants right in the midst of an uncontrollable coronavirus outbreak that was spreading like wildfire out of South America to wreak worldwide havoc. The only thing that's different is they've changed the venue to China. and then saying that it resulted in the death of 65 million people within 18 months. And so their solution to all of this is that we got to make sure that governments provide more resources and support for the development of surge manufacturing of vaccines. There you go. And who can you get those from? Oh, well, we know a multi-billionaire who has an obsession with vaccines and pandemics, and he'll be more than happy to help you with the surge manufacturing, which takes us again back to the swine flu pandemic that was put out there by the World Health Organization. John Rappaport pointing out that Cheryl Atkinson exposed that they were just making up the number of cases that were there, that they were not testing it, or when they were testing it, they would label it as a swine flu vaccine, even when it wasn't. It was a big story. CBS was going to run with it, and then last minute, they spiked it. And then within 3 weeks, you had WebMD putting up the statistic that 22 million people had swine flu. Well, I'll tell you what the real statistic is. You had a lot of people who were severely injured with the swine flu vaccine that was rushed to the market. So be very careful about this. The big concern as well, again, doing it in China, and they have now announced that it is essentially a state of war. You got soldiers that are measuring the temperature of people, strictly implement emergency response requirements, they say. This is their official report. They're the Chinese government. Enter into state of war. Implement wartime measures. Resolutely curb spread of epidemic. This kind of fascism, this kind of totalitarianism to herd us into vaccine, forcibly treat us just because we got a fever, that type of thing. That's what you should also be concerned about. A lot of different issues coming to the fore here. Let's talk real quickly about election tampering and impeachment. There's a satire article of the Babylon Bee. Picture, of course, of Adam Schiff. Democrats warn the American people may tamper with the next election. And again, reality is so close to satire. You can't make this stuff up. You know, if President Trump is not impeached, the American people might get a say in who is president, he said gravely. Well, that's essentially what he did say. The Washington Examiner quotes Adam Schiff saying the case against Trump cannot be decided at the ballot box. Yeah, this is too important to turn this over to voters, say the Democrat Party. And they're going to make sure that they rig the election one way or the other. Schiff accused Trump of attempting to, quote, use the powers of the presidency to cheat in an election. Now, he would not be using the powers of the House to cheat with an impeachment, would he? He says, for precisely this reason, said Schiff, the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box. We cannot be assured that the vote will be fair. Well, I agree with that. We cannot be sure that the vote will be fair. And they don't want the American people to tamper with the elections. They want foreigners to tamper with the elections. As Breitbart points out, between 500,000 and a million non-citizens may get voting rights in New York City. New York City. That's what this is about. And they are openly doing this. And, you know, the interesting thing is that at the same time, Democrats are worried in Florida because they've got a lot of people who are registering as Republican. Do you think that has anything to do with a massive exodus of people fleeing New York because of regulation and taxation and going, you know, to Florida, which is where people from New York typically go? They might be registering Republican in Florida because of that. Can't have that. Can't have that. That's just too dangerous. And then finally, we get to what I think is the real issue. And that is the hacking of the election. The Democrats have been putting that term out there and then saying, Russia hacked the election. Russia hacked. No. I don't mean they actually changed votes. No. They just bought $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook when Hillary Clinton alone spent more than $600 million. You know, $100,000 that threw the election. And the real concern that we have, and this is shown in two headlines. I talked about this in the Iowa caucus last week. They're still talking about it. Iowa caucus app sparks election security concerns. And so in spite of the Democrats who keep saying Russia, 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 as a matter of fact, I was laughing about this impeachment thing. And, you know, a couple of days ago, I did everything you need to know about the impeachment trial in 2 minutes, talking about the premise of this. And I put a little clip of that, about a 2-minute clip, which is as long as Twitter allows you. I put that up. And I put up three little bullet points, which is about as much text as I could put up in a tweet. And I had people who didn't realize that that was satire. A lot of people was like, you know, you're horrible, this isn't true, and blah, blah, blah. And both Democrats and Republicans hated me for this, because what I put up, I said, you know, you have to understand the premise of the impeachment is that, number one, the security of our nation rests on foreign aid. Now, anybody who follows me on Twitter, anybody who listens to my program, or anybody who even watched the little 2-minute clip would know that I don't believe in foreign aid of any kind to anybody. And I certainly don't believe that the security of our nation is reliant on foreign aid. I think that entangling alliances make us unsecure. And when we go abroad looking for monsters to destroy, that's how we destroy our own country. Because those tools that we use against those monsters abroad are brought back to use against us. So I don't, that's obviously a satire. And then the next thing was foreign aid, you know, has now become an entitlement. And I had people, both Republicans and Democrats, were angry with me about that. The Democrats thought that it is an entitlement. The Republicans thought that, no, it isn't an entitlement. And I don't think it's an entitlement either. But then the point that money delayed, if this foreign aid, which is absolutely essential to our security, we're being called by the Democrats, and it is an entitlement for all these countries to get money from us, and if you even delay it, or even talk about delaying it, because ultimately it wasn't delayed, but even if you talk about delaying it, even if you talk about delaying it because the other country is hopelessly corrupt. Or if you talk about delaying it because the other country is hopelessly corrupt and you've got a political entity like Joe Biden, a guy who, as vice president, said, yeah, I told him you get rid of those prosecutors looking at my son's company or we're going to withhold $6 billion from you. You know, you got a videotape of that and you know that Ukraine is hopelessly corrupt and you can't even talk about delaying the money to them? I mean, that's the basis of this whole thing. It's absolutely amazing. But all this, you know, Russia, 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 had all the, it is our national security because, you know, Ukraine and Russia and all this sort of thing. Look, they are going to hack the election. And Microsoft, you know, the same people funding all these vaccines and everything, they have been chosen by DARPA to do election guard and also doing news guard. DARPA funding Microsoft to do NewsGuard. Microsoft putting in their browser saying, I don't believe this news source, even extending it to the level on Chrome where they label any tweets from me as being suspicious because of who I am for Google, right? But Microsoft is their go-to company. They're the first ones they went to for Prism. They go to them to guard the news to make sure that you don't hear anything that they don't want you to hear. And then they go to them and fund them, DARPA does, to guard the election. Well, we've got now Seattle residents, not just the Iowa caucus app, even though they know that this smartphone app is not secure. They're also going to do it in Seattle. They're going to let people use a smartphone to vote in the election there. That is real election hacking, open to everybody.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media, but It's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have a Miami Police Department has suspended a white officer who began identifying as black. Now, how racist is that? It's Miami Police Department. As a matter of fact, we got a clip of that I want to play for you. It's actually pretty funny. Video clip number 5.
As far as Captain Carr, she loves to call me a Latin male. I'm a black male. Yes, I am. And I am non-Hispanic. I was born in this country. That's how I feel.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
So you classify yourself today as a black male?
Yes.
When you applied for the police department, did you classify yourself as a black male or a white male at the time?
I think I put white male. I don't know if I know I put white male, but I don't know if I put Hispanic. No, I know. Listen, I know who I am, but it's
Male.
I'm sorry?
You put down Hispanic male, didn't you?
Okay. As a man, I stand by it.
When did you have this, with God moment that you were black? When did God tell you that?
Well, I learned that there's people in my family that are mixed and that are black.
I see.
Let's not talk about the degree of blackness.
Oh, no, you're blacker than me. That's obvious. And if you know anything about the one drop rule, which started in the 20th century, which is what identifies and defines... How you doing? What a black male is, or a Negro, you would know that if you have one drop of black in you, you are considered black. So you're probably black too, Joe.
Can we do a DNA?
Joe, you're probably black.
Nope. How many drops of blood do you have to be Native American? Elizabeth Warren thinks that she qualifies for that, right? Even though she's got half the Native American DNA that the average white European does. That's very funny. They suspended him, though. They didn't think that his satire was acceptable, and so they suspended. You know, what he needs to do is go to Virginia, because Virginia is a lot more open-minded about that. They've got a lot of Democrats in Virginia, and this police captain Ortiz will be able to go to Virginia because they've just passed a bill to let transgender people get new birth certificates. So they would be able to give him a new birth certificate for whatever sex and race he would like to be, because that's what they're telling kids now in kindergarten. You can choose what race you are and what sex you want to be. That's fine. You know, there is no objective reality to anything. 2 + 2 = 5. You can be whatever you want to be. And it's racist to say otherwise. The Associated Press reports Senate Bill 657 in Virginia would allow a person to receive a new birth certificate to reflect a change of sex without requirement of surgery. You don't have to actually have sex change surgery. It just has a change in your mind. You just have, as they pointed out in that interview with Captain Ortiz, a come-to-God moment where you realize, wait a minute, I'm a different sex. You know, there isn't a gay gene. There isn't such a thing as genitals. It's just all in your mind. And Jennifer Boisco, Democrat of Fairfax, who introduced this bill, said, I just think it's important to try to make life easier for people without being discriminated against or being bullied. And, you know, now you've got Captain Ortiz being bullied by this Miami Police Department because he says, even though, you know, in the past and on his birth certificate, it says that he is Hispanic white, he says, well, no, I think there's people in my family somewhere back that have a drop of black blood. You know, officially that makes me black, and I think in my mind that I'm black. She said, allowing an individual who is transgender to change their birth certificate without having to go through the full surgery allows them to live the life that they are due to have. And he would like to live the life that he is due to have. And that includes promotions based on his sex or his race or whatever, right? Just like you got people identifying as women so they can live the life that they're due to have and win all kinds of medals in athletic competition. And then if you think that that's wrong, if you disagree with the Democrats saying you can change your birth certificate without even changing your sex, you just have a change of mind, you can get a change of birth certificate, you've now had a Virginia Democrat. And again, this is not, I got to tell you, this is not a satire. This is not the Babylonian Bee, or Babylon Bee. This is House Bill 1627, filed by Jeffrey Bourne, a Democrat, of course. And it says, any person who has the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass any other person shall use a computer or computer network to communicate obscene, vulgar, profane, lewd, lascivious, or indecent language. And if they do it, here's the deal, okay? It is focused on if the person subjected to this criticism is one of the following officials or employees of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So don't you criticize the governor-elect, the lieutenant governor-elect, the attorney general-elect, a member or employee of the General Assembly, a justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia, or a judge in the Court of Appeals of Virginia. So don't you dare do that to any government officials. Do not criticize government officials, or you will be punished in Virginia. That's what these people have become. They are the thought police. And again, going back to the article that I just mentioned briefly, but I didn't have a chance to actually talk about, from Paul Joseph Watson, Summit News. A German panel of linguists have now unworded the term climate hysteria. And it's not a word, it's a phrase, but maybe in German it is a word because, you know, they mash stuff together in the German language. He said, let it sink in that there is an organization comprised of linguists that exists only to ban words that they don't like. And every year they pick an unword, something that they're going to ban out of the dictionary. Straight out of 1984, he points out, where the dictionary would shrink in size every year in order to eliminate language, to eliminate free thought, to eliminate free speech. Words that they have unworded in recent years or terms are things like alternative facts, do-gooders, liar press, welfare tourism, and so forth, because we can't talk about fake news or lying press. And, of course, here in America, you know, Watson doesn't point out, but we do have the AP style sheet. That is very strong. You know, today we have the March for Life. I talked about that a great deal yesterday. You know, they have terms that you can and cannot use. For example, you cannot use, as a journalist, according to the AP style sheets, you can't use the term pro-life. You have to say anti-abortion. You cannot use the term pro-abortion. You have to say pro-abortion rights. See how that works? You control the language. You control the people and their thoughts. You can't say things like, illegal alien. Of course, that's been there for a while. You got to say things like undocumented immigrant, just like you can't say anchor baby. Remember when the reporter lectured President Trump? Well, what would you call them? He says, well, I would call them minor children of undocumented immigrants. And President Trump said, well, I think I'll call them anchor babies. You can't say global cooling because they've changed their mind about that. You can't even say global warming, even though they're still pushing that narrative. No, you got to say climate change or climate emergency. And you cannot say climate hysteria, though. Climate emergency is good. Climate hysteria is bad. You have to refer to a semi-automatic rifle as an assault rifle. And when the people who did the movie Gosnell were trying to run an ad on NPR, NPR said, well, you know, according to the AP style sheets, you can't call somebody an abortionist. Okay, well, we'll call him a doctor who committed abortions. No, you can't say that. Can we call him a murderer? He is a convicted murderer. No, you can't say that. I'd refer to him as a doctor, not even a doctor who performs abortions. You can't even say that. I just got to call him a doctor. This is how they control us all the way down to our words. And by the way, LGBTQ education is now mandatory in New Jersey schools. Yeah, that was proposed, and now they have made that a law. All right, that's about it for our news today. We're out of time. I've got many more stories I wanted to go over, including the Supreme Court beginning to decide how or if you can fund private education if you want to get your kids out of these brave new schools that are trying to control their minds. We're out of time. However, I just want to remind you yet again that you can fund us. Make sure that we stay here on air only if you buy the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's the only way that we get funding. We do have another way that you can fund us, of course, and that is to now click on the donation button. We had a lot of people said the discounts are so deep that I feel guilty about this. Well, you can get up to 50% off of our InfoWars Life storable foods. You can save 30% off of the water filter, the Gravity Feed water filter, or the Alexa Pure air filter. Those are all big discounts. And at sale, checkout, you can also add a donation if you would like. Or you can just add a donation at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, take a look at the fact we got Prostaguard now finally back in stock, and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both of those are 35% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, and have a good weekend. Oh, and judicial supremacy must be destroyed, by the way.